This is Freedom ERP with a member podcast at AboveTopSecret.com replying to introducing Justin Oldham's member podcast. First of all, Justin, great podcast. Very interesting to hear what you've got to say. Certainly, I keep an eye on some of the threads you post in. I certainly always enjoy reading the threads that you make. And I suppose just have a ramble as well, and this will be warts and all. Certainly very interested in your 4th of July. I guess you can tell by the accent that the 4th of July always has a different connotation for us in England. We probably don't celebrate it in the same way that the Americans do. And I suppose we see it as losing something, whereas I'm sure you Americans see it as gaining something. And, you know, if you ever want to come back into the Commonwealth, you can always ask Mr. Bush currently to ask the Queen to welcome you back, and we'd have you back with open arms. However, some of the interesting things I liked what you were talking about was citizenship and civics, and trying to be more active, that if you care about something, you should do something about it. And one of the things that I'm always interested in and see is, should we teach people about citizenship, about civics, and what it means to be a good citizen? Now, I grant you, once you get into the thoughts of teaching good citizenship, then you have all the issues of, well, what's the definition of a good citizen? And then do you walk down the political route of good citizenship? But I certainly liked your idea of citizenship, civic duty, and being active. If you care about something, you will be active, you will want to go out and understand more and change things. And I suppose that's something that I've started to see. I, you know, came to ATS for a very good reason, because I wanted to, you know, meet similar people, talk to similar people, but also try and get a different view to life. And I suppose over the years my views have changed. I know in some of your podcasts you talk about being a Republican. You know, I suppose I would certainly, from a political point in the United Kingdom, seem to be more on the right. However, it's strange that maybe as you dig into things, as you try to understand things, I wouldn't really like someone to tag me as just being right-wing, because I take political views and ideas from all over the spectrum, from maybe left, centre and right. You know, certainly very keen on doing the right thing for the planet and the such like. Is that seen as being right? Is that seen as being left? Is that seen as being centrist? But one of the interesting things I liked was also your reason to be. And I think that's something we all ought to do, is sit down and have we found our, you know, reason to be. I've got to say, realistically, I probably don't think I have. But one of the other things I liked is, in one of your podcasts you spoke about, you know, you write, you're good at writing. I have to say, I've discovered podcasting and find podcasting a much easier way to express my views. So I suppose for me, posting is probably more of a challenge, but certainly podcasting, I can just ramble and flow and let what I want to say come out. So I suppose when I think about what I'm trying to do, you know, it's probably starting to use podcasting to, you know, give my viewpoint, and maybe occasionally someone might pick up and say, hey, I like that. Certainly, I was very interested in what you saw as the future of, say, alternative news and conspiracy boards and ATS. And I suppose one of the things that always crosses my mind is, if you've thought about it, if I've thought about sources for alternative news, are not those who want to influence the way we see the world also going to use those alternative news medias? I grant you, the mainstream does control a lot of it, but how would you have credibility? And I suppose credibility, you touched on it, is something that comes over a long period of time, that it's going to take many, maybe news articles, months, years, before you get the credibility that when you post an article, that people are going to say, hey, I'm actually going to listen, I'm actually going to be interested in what this person has to say. So I suppose one of the things is, if you take 25 years down the line of ATS being a much more of a source for alternative news, and I have to say personally, I'd be very disappointed if that happens. I'd like to see it being a balance between maybe a source for alternative news, but also continuing to have the message boards and being able to put across points, look at theories. You know, one of the things I like about ATS is, you know, someone will post a video or a picture, you know, and very quickly it's, you know, people have either seen it before or there's a lot of analysis. And I actually like that, because to me, that's something I like to see. However, alternative news sources, I suppose one of the issues that I would always see there is how do you sort your news sources? You know, if you're saying that there could be terabytes of information available on the internet, how do I hone down into what's actually interesting for me? And then also there could be interesting news articles coming from 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 different sources. And do we not just generate the same issue that there's just so much information out there coming from so many different sources? How do we actually understand it and how do we actually appreciate what it is? So that's sort of my, hey Justin, great podcast. I know I'm just coming up to 6 minutes and I don't want to bore people too much, but great podcast. I certainly look forward to your future podcasts and other points that you're going to have, and I certainly noticed that you've got one sitting around there on third party politics in North America, which I will be replying to. But with that said, just coming after over 6 minutes, this is Freedom ERP member podcast at AboveTopSecret.com.